This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When things are going wrong in our lives, we tend to always want to blame something external. So we tend to want to say that someone did this to me, or someone must have put this on me, someone put a spell on me, someone put the evil eye on me, you know, someone possessed me, and so on and so forth. And obviously that's going way too far, and that's exaggerating and so on and so forth. But is there such thing as a jinn actually possessing a human being actually being possessed by a jinn? It does exist, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He affirms this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, describing the people who engage in usury, in riba, in interest, that they would stand on the Day of Judgment just like the one who is possessed and who's overtaken and being beaten on the inside and so on and so forth by the shayateen. So a person who's possessed by the jinn. By Allah saying that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is acknowledging that there are some people that can actually be possessed by the jinn. And in a way, all of us have to deal with al-qareen, as we said. We all have to deal with the one that's constantly whispering in us. And in a way, we're all possessed to an extent. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, "Inna shaytana yajri min ibn Adam majra dam," that shaytan flows through the blood of the son of Adam, the way that, or flows through his veins, the way that blood flows through his veins. Meaning, you're always dealing with this to an extent. However, again, you're keeping it under control by keeping your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the things that bring about protection in your life, and so on and so forth. Now, it's important for us to find a middle ground here. Anyone that has actually dealt with people physically, and you don't deal with people physically through watching YouTube videos, okay? Not everything you see online is actual, but anyone who's actually dealt with people that have had issues with being possessed has seen some incredible things, has seen things that cannot be explained except by these things that are supernatural, right? And again, I'm not talking about the fake stuff. I'm talking about things that are real. Any imam of any masjid actually has had people come into his office and has seen things from people that are definitely supernatural, and definitely people that are dealing with jinn. And then of course you talk to people that are actual raqis, you know, that actually try to extract jinn from people in accordance with the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and underline in accordance with the Qur'an and Sunnah, because there's a lot of shady business that takes place there too. And they've seen a lot of things. So it's important for us to not deny everything that we've never actually dealt with or seen, and at the same time not to exaggerate, right? I once had someone tell me that I think I'm possessed by a jinn. I said, why? She said, because when I read Qur'an, I get sleepy. I'm like, that means you're human actually, right? That you know, you get sleepy and you get tired as you read Qur'an, right? Because if a person was truly possessed, they would actually feel pain when they read Qur'an. So yes, sometimes jinn can possess people. And in fact, sometimes jinn can actually speak through human beings, right? And subhanAllah, it's a very frightening experience, and people have experienced that. And the easiest way to get possessed, the easiest way to bring that into your life is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you disobey Allah, particularly when you do something major, like leave off the prayer, the ulama frequently associated a person leaving off prayer with jinn possession. Why? Because you remove the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from yourself. Or if you do the major sins, and particularly Allah mentioned, for example, one of the most disgusting sins, which is riba, which is usury. And I can tell you that I've rarely dealt with anyone that had that issue, except that they were dealing with a major sin, that they were, you know, not praying, that they weren't coming to the masjid. The first time I actually saw them in the masjid was when a relative who does come to the masjid brought them and said, my cousin, my brother, my sister, so on and so forth, is possessed by jinn, or someone that sells haram, or so on and so forth. So that's the easiest way to have that happen to you, is to allow the protection of Allah to be removed from you by doing those things. And remember that when you do things that offend the angels, they leave you. And when the angels leave you, the shayateen come around. So if you're surrounding yourself by shayateen constantly and doing things that cause the angels to leave you, then what do you expect is going to happen to you? Now, if you're doing the things that you should be doing, you're fulfilling your obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not engaging in those major sins, then there are a few things that you have to do. Number one, don't entertain shaytan's whispers. Don't entertain shaytan's whispers, whether they're about Allah, right? As we said earlier, that if he comes to you and starts telling you, you know, who created this, who created that, who created Allah, say, amantu billah. Affirm your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if he tries to bring you harm through a bad dream, for example. You know, a lot of times people come to me and they want me to interpret their bad dreams. And I say, look, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, when you see a bad dream, don't seek the interpretation of it. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Seek refuge in Allah from the shaytan, the accursed devil. لا تضرك. It won't harm you. And don't go out and seek the interpretation. خلاص. You saw a bad dream. You saw a nightmare. You know, change your side as you're sleeping. Switch sides. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And move on with your life. Or when shaytan comes to you and makes you over-question yourself. So waswasa, do I have wudu? People that will do wudu like 5-6 times. Or redo prayers because I think this might have been here. This might have been there. Prophet ﷺ, you know, he taught us in many ahadith what became a principle in fiqh, al-yaqeen, la yazulu bishak, that certainty is not removed by doubt, no matter how strong the doubt is. Unless you've seen something for sure that nullified your wudu, you're on your wudu. Stick to your wudu. Or when he tries to discourage you from doing good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, particularly in the context of da'wah, إِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ. When shaytan comes to you and he starts pestering you, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't give shaytan your attention in essence by letting him, or letting those shayateen, letting those devils, and letting those evil jinn whisper, and showing them that you're entertaining those whispers. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, as is narrated in numerous narrations, that when al-mu'awwidatayn, when قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ were revealed, the Prophet ﷺ, he used those as ruqya. وَتَرَكَ مَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ. He left other than that. So he just stuck to that. The Prophet ﷺ used to read the last three quls. He used to blow in his hand in the morning and in the evening, and he used to wipe those hands over his body as he was reading those three surahs sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning and the evening, and he taught us to do so. And that's a protection for you. The Prophet ﷺ also said what protects the home from shayateen is the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah expels the devils from your home. It expels the shayateen from your home. And that's both preventative and it's a cure. Okay, so it's better to do that before you have shayateen in your home. You have devils in your home. But it's also a cure. The Prophet ﷺ, he also mentioned to us, and this is probably the most effective treatment and the most effective way to avoid that happening to you, Ayatul Kursi. Okay, reciting Ayatul Kursi specifically from Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who recites it in the morning will be protected in the evening, and the one who recites it in the evening will be protected until the morning. So recite it so that you can protect yourself. And lastly, you know, and this is not exclusive to anything that I've mentioned so far, but just tied into everything else, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that we already said when we were talking about divine decree, nothing can harm you except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, affirm that trust, do the things that He tells you to do, and know that if Allah gives you a cure, then that cure cannot coincide with the devil or with a disease that's given to you by a shaitan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.